Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can, if you like to read or watch or listen, whatever you like, however you like to get your information. We have it all three ways. We're working on smell and we're all the senses. And if you want to touch it, just touch your screen. That'll do. Take care of that. Use all of our stuff to your advantage, folks. It's there. We built it for you. We created it for you. We make it available for free for you. And that's my charter. That's my gift to you. So use it to your advantage and take it and do well with it. Having a great visit with our good friend Arki Chankuti. Dr. Arki Chankuti, who is the co-author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. And Arki, my new book has an entire chapter dedicated to trust. And the title of the book is called The Power of Trust. And after all these years, your book's been out a dozen years or so, but today, your book, the theme of your book, is as important, if not more. In fact, I'm convinced, Arki, that, and I think I say that in the chapter, as I remember, that trust is even more valuable today than it was 12 years ago.
Yes, I think that's right, and I think that is more recognized. I think that's largely due to our improved electronic communication worldwide. I think there's more concern about it, more awareness of it, and I hope more understanding of it, because that's the key, I think, to not just business success, but certainly business success, but really international success and conflicts that are unnecessary, et cetera. I think the basis of solution there is trust. I'm quite sure of it. You're right. It's a raging topic as of now.
The essential theme of my book is how relevance is trumping competitiveness, Arki. And when the real marketplace corner of the realm was being competitive, price, product, service, selection, etc. When that was the case, if you delivered on that stuff, fine. I didn't have to. You didn't have to like you or whatever.
Right.
But today, that is no longer the big determining thing, because everybody is. It's very difficult to outcompete somebody these days, because almost everybody has. The prices are not that much different. The service is all good. The selections, you can get all the selection you want. So people are looking for a higher differentiator. They're looking for something that's above competitiveness, so they know whether to choose you, whether to choose me. And I believe that higher differentiator, they're leaving competitiveness as table stakes, and they're looking for something that's relevant, what's relevant to them. And you cannot go to that level without trust being one of the components.
That's correct. And, of course, one of the first things you do in a service or small business or any place that's interfacing with the client, in a trust-based organization, one of the first things you do is say, oh, wait a second, what's my participation in this difficulty? What am I doing or not doing, that I could perfect or I could change to apply to the situation? You don't have to make that public, but you do have to do it and you do have to fix it.
Right.
So that approach communicates to everybody. And when you establish things based on trust, people will come back and back and back. Provided you have the service and the goods and so forth, they're going to come back to you, because that's an experience, even if they don't realize exactly why, that's an experience they want more of.
If there's one thing that I've learned from you that you've helped me to solidify and that we've talked about over the years, if there's one thing about trust that I could convey to other people, and I could only do one thing, it would be this, that trust is not only the right thing to do, If you're the kind of person that says, okay, fine, you know, I'm not in business to be a nice guy. I'm in business to make money. But so here's the second thing. It's also a best practice.
Yeah.
One of the best ways to drop more money to the bottom line is to have an organization built on trust.
Yes, that's right. And it scales because you can move your sales packages up to larger and larger quantities as the trust builds, and your orders get bigger, and you scale that way, and of course that's your bottom line, so that a higher percentage of that is going to go to your bottom
line.
That's right.
And you know, Arky, one of the biggest challenges that the CEOs of big companies have is getting their vision, their orders, their goals, and everything out to what the telecom company people call the last mile, out to the very last, where the power from the home office is not as strong, you know, getting it out to that very last user on the end of the line. CEOs have a real problem with that, and one of the best conduits for delivering your what you want your people to do is the conduit of trust.
That's right, and your people will do it for you, and that it starts to eliminate that corporate field dichotomy that so many of the big organizations get stuck in, and as you were saying earlier, the service, you know, because so many of the field people are into the service part of it, you know, and
but to know for them to know that the company's going to back them up, or that they're going to do the right thing by the customer, that's trust. That's not anything else but trust.
That's right, and then you can don't have to say no to your customer, but you also don't have to give them a pretended commitment. Give them closure on
that's right. That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Arky Giancute after these messages. LearningCenter.net is his website. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.